Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fifth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Barry Lettman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Barry Lettman. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second, the second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third, the right fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting seventh, the catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen strikes out. There goes Yost. The throw from Lawler to Esposito, and Yost is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of K-line. Fox reaches second base with a double. Landis goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of K-line. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Berberet pinch runs for Red Wilson. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Paul Foytak. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Berberet now catching. Pete Burnside now pitching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lattman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Jerry Staley now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Berberet reaches second base with a double. Harris goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Tigers. Coutville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman bunts towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Landis scores. Fox moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Keene hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley takes first base on ball 4. Esposito moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Landis bunts towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Esposito moves to third. Staley moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Esposito scores. Staley scores. It's 9-4, White Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of K-line. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4, White Sox. Bubba Phillips pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. Dave Sisler now pitching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Phillips scores. Torgerson moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-4, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. K-line settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing third base. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. Veal hits a line drive into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Esposito strikes out. 1 out. John Romano pinch hits for Jerry Staley. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Landis is hit by the pitch. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-6, White Sox. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keene hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lawler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim McEnany now playing right field. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berberet strikes out. One out. Ted Lepsio pinch hits for Coot Veal. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Demeter pinch hits for Dave Sisler. Steve Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a pop-up towards short. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yost for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio now playing shortstop. Ray Narlski now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 4 in the game. Rivera strikes out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Turk Laun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a line drive towards short. Esposito misplays the ball. That's an error on Esposito. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 4 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.